This is a Defocus Media production.
This is Lunch Date with Rachel and Kate, a Defocus Media production. I'm Rachel.
And I am Kate. Rachel, I love the way your voice sounds, but I feel like you should explain to our listeners why you have just this very beautiful tone in who you are, especially after we're not policing women's voices right now. Your voice is not being policed. I just want people to know that you are happy and safe.
I am happy. I am safe. This is not my vocal fry. This is just like some kind of weird laryngitis thing that I have going on. I'm currently on a Medrol dose pack from fabulous PA. I love her.
Aww.
So, you know, I'm on the mend. I'm getting there.
Yeah.
But I'm sounding very raspy.
No, I think you sound beautiful.
Thank you.
I think it just brings a vibe to this podcast that just that we haven't had before, you know, just kind of a different, a different tone, and just kind of makes us cooler. I don't know. I like it.
Thank you. I feel like I should be like shouting things at people like hustle.
Yeah. That would like slightly drill sergeant-y.
Yeah.
Like,
do what I tell you.
Get your act together. Yeah.
How many times?
I love it. I think this is now where your next life goal should go. Like, we should forget
to
about
keep
like
this
optometry
voice forever.
Yeah, forget about optometry. Forget about our detective career that we've also discussed. Yep. Instead, let's become drill sergeants.
I am one silver whistle away from being perfect for this job.
Yeah, I think we can make that happen. Easy.
Back in line.
Well,
how are you?
Things are going good. I'm doing well. So, listeners, you might have seen on my Instagram. You might not have because, well, life and the holidays, it happens. I accidentally got a cat, a second cat, an additional cat in my house.
An Evan, adorable cat in your house.
Oh, my gosh. She's so sweet. So Evan had this kitty, like, jump up into his arms and love on him at the high school parking lot when he was at work. And he said, that's it. I'm taking her. And we found out she was microchipped, which was, we were like so excited to be able to reunite this person with their cat. But then the person said, oh, well, we let her out because we didn't want her.
What? That's cruel and terrible.
Yeah, it was absolutely horrendous. We were really, really sad. So we said, you're not going to the pound. You're not going to the shelter. You're staying with us. So we have two kitties. Her name is Kedzie, K-E-D-Z-I-E.
How'd you pick that name?
Yeah, so it's not a name probably most people have heard of before because unless you went to K-State, because it's a K-State building, and all of our kitties and animals have been named after K-State buildings. So, well, except Juliet. Juliet's named after a street on K-State's campus, but otherwise, yeah. So there's not many girl names of buildings and things on K-State's campus. So Kedzie was our kind of heavy medium, and she's a little sassy and she's sweet and she's very much a Kedzie. So we love her. She is docile. I can pick her up and like hold her for forever. She loves laying on laps. I just tucked her in under covers today and she hasn't left. She's been tucked under covers like all afternoon.
Oh my gosh, that's adorable.
Yeah, so every once in a while, Jules and Kedzie will kind of try to show who's dominant and do some chasing and kind of some hissing and things, but we're working through that. We've been all together for 3 weeks now, three weeks now, if that. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I guess 3 weeks. So, you know, we have tons of time. We are 3 weeks in. We are way farther than I ever expected to be in 3 weeks. So
yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good long time, 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they've been, so they'll chase each other and kind of fight at each other like two times a day. And we're trying to get that down to zero. So we're doing a lot of feedings together, a lot of petting both cats at the same time. We have some cat pheromones that are now we have as a plug-in at our house.
Ooh, sexy.
Yeah. So if you come over to our house, you can smell some of our pheromones. Yeah. So learning a lot.
Okay,
about,
listen to this. Did you see that Gwyneth Paltrow came out with a candle today?
No, I did not. Tell me more.
And the candle is called This Smells Like My Vagina.
Wow.
I mean, I gotta say, I'm curious.
Yeah, I would like to know. Is it sweet? Is it musky? Is it kind of...
We're gonna have to buy this candle.
Yeah, I was like, I think this is now part of my repertoire that will be burned in my house. Is it like, yeah, she, is it like they, new car smell? Like,
it's definitely new car smell. It was like, that's hysterical. I was trying to think on people.com or whatever, it said that she, like, they presented this fragrance to her and she was like, you guys, this smells like a vagina. And so as a joke, they made candles of it and now she's selling it.
That's hilarious. I think perfect. Yeah, no, I think, yeah, I think it would be nice to like put up in a bathroom, like light in the bathroom.
Yeah, last night Bob had a dream about Gwyneth Paltrow before this. They went shopping together at IKEA and he said she was lovely. So I think it's a good sign.
Oh my gosh, I think Bob has a like, maybe he just is like a psychic for the candle world.
He knows when those candles are dropping. He knows the new fragrances, the hottest wick length.
I don't know how you, I don't know how you've like found someone of this caliber, but man, you guys have, this is special.
Well, yeah.
So, how are you? How is work? How is life besides your slight laryngitis?
Besides that, everything is good. Let's see. At my office, I had to meet with my bosses for just like a random like get together. I had no voice at all, but I managed to croak out that I wanted to like do some shifting in like the tech positions, because we have this tech at our office who's really, really great. But in our office, they kind of, once somebody's good at being a tech, they move them to the front desk. And that's kind of silly. Like, we need somebody who knows all the equipment who could like run the tests with her eyes closed. We need an expert. So they're gonna keep her in that position and like give her more money, and like she gets to build out her own role and like come up with how to like,
that's awesome. Yeah,
so I'm really excited to work with her on this, because like I wrote up like what I want the new position to like entail, but it could be so much more than that. It's really up to her, whatever she makes it.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. That's actually really exciting. And I'm really proud that you kind of were able to take a woman and find her strengths and ask for a raise, you know, and can, you know, work with her to get like raise and all these things. And
well, that raise part, saying, that definitely wasn't me. She definitely earned everything. Like,
yeah, no, but like it wasn't, you know, if there wasn't, I know you'd advocate. Like you advocated for a woman just to be in the best position for her.
Yeah, you know, and kind of honestly, do great things. I think this is some of that Brené Brown stuff that you've been telling me about for years rubbing off.
Yeah.
Because I was like talking to her today about like how, what a good trainer she is, and how like the more people that we bring on, I want them to like promote the, like a positive workplace environment where like, we're building a workplace culture where we talk to each other and not about each other. And just kind of like, that's straight from one of those Brené Brown books you told me about.
Yeah. No, Brené Brown is a queen. I cannot get enough of her. Yeah, she is. I mean, gosh, yes.
You converted me. So what's going on at your work?
Things are going well. We are just trucking right along. One of our associates is about to have a baby, which is exciting.
Ah, cute.
Yeah. So it's just kind of like a shift in the office too, cause we're like preparing for that. And so, but I fit two. I'm now on my second and third scleral lens fitting. So that's really exciting. Kind of have this as me, and then just working a lot on like medically necessary contacts with people and kind of, you know, having all of that as an option for someone. So that's kind of, it's pretty unique to have that as, you know, like under my tool belt and doing a lot of ways to try to help the practice just kind of find their niche and do good things. And I don't know, I've just really, it's been simple work lately, but it's been good work. Like I've gotten to hang out, you know, it's kind of slowed down and back to normal. So it's been nice.
Are you going to go for your scleral lens fellowship or fellow or whatever?
I'm thinking about it. So right now I'm working on my like FAAO, and then I'll think about, and then, the scleral lens one. I have several, but I don't have any, I have one case that I could use for that. And then, but I'm not sure. And so right now I have one, but cause I diagnosed and found the keratoconus and then fit with a scleral lens and like went from 2100 to 2040, which is pretty fantastic.
Yeah.
And can kind of like talk through that journey of the way I did things. But I think I also kind of want to wait a little bit and kind of be able to do, cause I could always use that as a case. But I kind of, I wouldn't mind using that for, like FAAO fellowship too. And so kind of figuring out what that looks like of where do I want to use these different things? Cause there's a lot of opportunity. So, but I have a long time until I can get my scleral lens fellow. I have to do a couple more things. So, and that's fine by me, but I do a lot of stuff there and it's, I think it's really fun. I've really enjoyed it.
Oh, that's great.
And even soft lenses, I've got a couple, I'm doing several myopia management cases right now, which I really just love too. Some parents aren't as on board and that's okay, but we've figured it out and made things work. So, you know, finding new stuff and especially parents that are high myopes, when I tell them that I can make their kids less, they love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think we should tell our listeners a little bit about kind of some changes they might see coming from us this year. Before we get into things, one
changes. What? Oh my God! What are you talking about?
I know this is going to be crazy. This is absolutely insane because we have not changed our setup since we started because we were like, this is what we're doing, and then now that we're adults, we're like, maybe we should switch it up some.
Yeah, like we've taken a year of podcasting and learned what works and what doesn't.
Yeah, so we are looking at. I guess we're at 2 years now.
What? Aren't we?
I think we're 2 years. I think this is the beginning of our, we did two complete years as the beginning of our third.
That's shocking.
Yeah. So
the time has flown.
Yeah, it really has. 2020, new year, new me, you know, year of the optometrist. So we might as well just kind of do all this stuff. So rather than doing a bi-weekly podcast, we're going to be doing a monthly podcast because even though we have a lot of ideas to share, a lot of times we feel like we share them on here and we don't get to share them as much on social media and we feel like we're bombarding you. And so we're going to cut back and do things well rather than trying to do a lot. So that's kind of where so you'll hear us just every once in a while rather than all the time.
But it's still going to feel like a lot
to
you because we are so very much.
Yeah. Which is good.
Yes.
Because we need to make our presence known.
Feel it.
And then the other thing is we're going to kind of be trying to pull in some more people for interviews and trying to kind of create a cycle of podcasts where you kind of have, you know, some more hard-hitting topics, some interviews, some more soft, fun things where we kind of have a whole more holistic kind of cycle where it's not just like a hit or miss of, oh, I missed this week's. Wow, like this was really, you know, like it's more of a cycle that you'll kind of get used to. So, as well as Rachel and I are taking a negotiation course right now. And so hopefully we'll bring some new knowledge and some new kind of learnings to you.
Our brains are getting bigger even as we speak.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. So we're like learning a lot. Sometimes it's boring. Sometimes it's exciting.
Yeah.
And so, and then I'm listening to a couple negotiation books on Audible and doing some stuff there. And so be on the lookout. Like, I think there's going to be some fun things that are coming through there. So there's kind of our new stuff this year. And that's kind of our thoughts.
I think that I'm so excited for this episode because we're kicking this year off with a giveaway.
We sure are. So last year we did a word for our year. This year, we're going to do a mantra. We're going to do a mantra for a year. Last year, we really wanted to focus on our year, and mine was flourish.
Mine was hygge.
And...
or comfort.
And I think I really, I flourished in places that I wasn't sure that I was going to, and I just really, took opportunities and, tried to flourish wherever I was, and I felt like I got to do that a lot at Essilor, and then I did a lot at my job here, and then even in my last semester of school and stuff, I felt like I've done... I got to flourish. And sometimes it was hard to see day to day, but I really felt like it did encapsulate my year. I've really grown and flourished into who I wanted to be. What are your thoughts?
I would say you definitely flourished.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're flourishing before me at this moment. My word was comfort and hygge. And I really think that those words really still speak to me. I still want to be comforting everyone around me. Even though my voice sounds like nails on a chalkboard right now, I hope that you can find it soothing in some way. And, you know, the more I thought about it, listening, okay, so I will shut up about Brené Brown, but
never do.
You never do. Totally. Okay, I never can't stop do. It. But never. I listened to what was it? Dare to Lead. Mm-hmm. And we had to pick our two values. Mm-hmm. And my two, like, core values, things that, like, when I'm doing these two things, I feel like I'm doing great. Uh-huh. They were safe and respectful. And I feel like those two things make me feel, like, so comfortable. Mm-hmm. And, like, I'm also making other people comfortable. So, yeah, I feel like that was the word, not just of my year, but, like, of my life.
Yeah. I love that.
So this year we're expanding on it.
Yeah. So a lot of times, well, first, we should talk about what we're having for lunch today.
What's on the menu, Kate?
So today we are having rolls and butter.
Mm. How come?
Because this year our mantra, well, somebody's mantra could be that they're on a roll.
Yeah.
They're like butter because they're on a roll.
Oh my God. Are you a dad now? That was great.
I know. I really try. I just really love dad jokes too. Mantras. So there's a mantra is something that you say to yourself in high situations and low situations. But a lot of times we hear it more with those kind of more down in the dump situations of something that can, like, empower you and get you through. So a lot of times, like, when I was taking boards, is my mantra was, this does not define me. Like, this does not define me. Mm-hmm. And so it helped me through those sad times. But also, like, when I passed, I'm also like, this does not define me. Mm-hmm. Like, just because I passed, this does not define me as an optometrist. Like, I've got to go above and beyond. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't just say I passed and this is it. So,
when I think about mantras, I think about, like, yoga and, like, setting an intention.
Yes.
And, like, sometimes you'll chant, like, om, or, like, the breath of the universe, or, like, you just, like, set your intention and that's what you focus on.
Uh-huh. Yes. Yes. So rather than just kind of having one thing for one part of life, which I think is so important, we're going to create a mantra that you can use for your whole year. This isn't just, like, something that you can kind of do, just every once in a while. And then with it, with our giveaway that we have this year, is rather than just a word on, like, it's called a My Intent bracelet that we did last year, there is mantra bands that, we will have. Yay. A lucky winner win a mantra band. And so it's pretty exciting to have this year. So.
Look them up. They super duper roll. They are really cool.
They're super, very, very cute. But with it, we also have, something that it's hard sometimes to think of a mantra and kind of like what you want in your life. So, what we did is we created a worksheet to kind of help you work through to get to your mantra, because sometimes it's easier to kind of have guided questions that get you there. But also sometimes I know it's going to be easy just to kind of think of something because it's something that you say to yourself currently, or you've figured out, you've already created one for the year, but these are kind of some ways. So this kind of worksheet is an opportunity for you to kind of figure out different things. So, what is your mantra is the worksheet, and it'll be on the Defocus Media website, as well as you'll find a link on our Instagram as well. As well as, mm-hmm. like, it doesn't fit in a beautiful Instagram square because it's a little bigger than that. You can download it from there, or shoot us an email or a direct message, and we can always send it to you via email as well.
And you could print it out and work along with us, or just work along with us in your mm-hmm. brain.
Yeah. So the first box we have on here is, what emotions do you want to feel this year? I have not filled mine out completely yet. So you can, so I think.
Do you want me to start?
I think you should start, and then I will fill. And I have some of mine that I like to talk through mine a little bit more.
Yeah,
and so
totally.
I will fill mine out as we go.
I was just so jazzed about this worksheet that I filled it out, like, excitedly in all these different colors. In case you can't tell who's talking right now, this is Rachel, raspy for Rachel. What emotions do I want to feel this year? I want to feel peaceful, focused, energized, confident, and joyful.
Yes, I love that.
Mm-hmm.
So it might sound like there's different competing emotions there, but I think there's a lot of similarities between those all. You know,
and like I had to go online and look up a list of emotions because I was like, I want to feel happy mm-hmm. and I want to feel like also calm. So like mm-hmm. underneath those lists, it had like all these different words for
kind
it.
Words.
And it, I don't know, just like, under, like, calm, it said peaceful. Under happy, it said, like, joyful.
I love it, but I think that there's a, I think those all, I really like that. I really like all those.
I just wanted to get a little more specific.
Yeah. I think the,
what you got?
The emotions that I want to feel this year are, that I am content.
Mm-hmm.
And, content and that I'm growing though. Like I'm not, that I'm mm-hmm. happy to be growing.
Yeah.
And so maybe content and, confident.
Yeah.
Cause that kind of makes me feel.
This goes with flourishing.
Yeah, it does. It does. And then I also want to feel, cause I've been working a lot on feeling content on like where I'm at. And so mm-hmm. I think content and confident and, also I like that excited. I'm trying to think of another word. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say jazzed because that's a very yeah. Kate term.
good.
Jazzed. And then also, an emotion I want to feel is valued.
Mm. Yeah.
And then powerful. Man, I want to feel powerful.
Yeah.
So
the next box is, what ways do you want people to view you this year?
Uh-huh.
And I really want people to look at me and think, that person is competent. But I also wrote down thoughtful, effective, and fun. You know, a little bit fun. But like, really, I want people to look at me and be like, she knows what she's doing. She's going to take care of me.
Yes. Yes. Well, because mm-hmm. everybody should look at you and know that you're going to take care of them because you're just, you're just great. So I want people to view me as confident.
Mm-hmm.
I want people to view me as inspiring. I want people to view me as a leader.
Mm-hmm.
And I want people to view me, I think that's actually, I'm good with those three.
Yeah.
I could do a fourth, but I think I feel confident. I feel good with those three. Those are kind of my three.
Yeah.
So the next box, we talk about, like, what do you need to hear from yourself, not from others, but from yourself on a frequent basis?
Oh, I thought I read this wrong. I thought this was, what do I need to hear about myself?
We could do that too, but you would, yeah. Like, what do you
from
need to hear
myself
about
yourself? From myself is good too. What I want to hear about myself, like if somebody were to give me a compliment on a frequent basis, I would want to hear, you're making things better.
Like, yes.
And that's the only one I could think of. Cause like, I don't really want to hear like, nice butt or anything, you know?
Yeah. And I mean, hey, sometimes you need to hear that from yourself or others.
Kate, nice butt.
Thank you.
You're
I'm working
welcome.
On it right now. I'm doing some good squats right now to get a nice butt, so I appreciate that.
Sure.
No, I like that you are making things better.
Mm-hmm.
I have you are a great leader.
Mm-hmm.
You are a great joy to be around, and you are affecting change.
Yes.
Like
you
those
are
three,
a joy to be around.
Oh, thank you. But like sometimes
it's true.
I get, you know, like sometimes when I'm in a moment and I'm not feeling mm-hmm. my best,
yeah.
I know that that's something that I need. Like, I need to hear, like, no, you are a joy to be around. You bring joy to the world. And so,
yeah,
that's
important.
Do you
want to talk about, like, leadership at all and your thoughts?
Well, I said, yes, you are a great leader.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and like, so, what is, I mean, do you want to elaborate or no?
I don't know. I was kind of had that as just, like, something that I needed to hear. But I think also, like, you're a great leader or you are... I feel like that, like, kind of you affect change is similar to mm-hmm. that you are a great leader, is you lead by serving others.
I just
others.
Am thinking that, like, you really are a great leader. So, like, I want to make sure that you know that. So maybe I should just tell you more.
Well, and I think another thing that I like, you lead by serving others and, like, mm-hmm. you bring out the best in people.
Yes.
I think those are things that I need to hear. And it's not because mm-hmm. I don't have that knowledge about myself, but I can get swept up in other thoughts. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's like I can get swept up in other thoughts that don't allow me to see that. Recently, I'd been struggling with my anxiety quite frequently. It was a pretty big I was not able to get my medication for a couple of weeks, and it was during the holidays.
Terrible.
And it
Terrible.
Was just like, it was just a big storm. Like, it had all hit New Year's Eve when I was just like, I had this terrible tension headache, and I saw a bunch of patients at work that day because it was end of the year. And I said, mm-hmm. and I just was crying, and I just was crying, and I just, you know, it just because my thoughts, I know I did great things that day, but my thoughts of other things swept up. You know, just swept those aside and didn't let me think them. And so I think that's where I know I need to hear that more from myself, is because that way mm-hmm. I know that I'm not sweeping it aside. But when I hear it from myself, I know I'm doing good things.
Yeah.
So, okay. So the next kind of thing takes all of these thoughts and narrows it down. So like, what are the common theme from these three boxes?
For me, it was like, I really want to set myself and others at ease. So like, I want to feel peaceful, and I want to put other people in that same, I want other people to feel peaceful by being competent, and I want to make things better. And I felt like the theme from all of them was like setting myself and others at ease while doing what needs to be done. Because like, from my, what do I need to hear about myself on a frequent basis? When I said, you're making things better is what I need to hear. Like, I really do need to feel like, I need to feel like I'm accomplishing tasks in order to be satisfied. Mm-hmm. But I don't want to just like check boxes for the sake of checking boxes. I need these things to actually be moving like the world in the right direction. Like, I need my patients' lives to be getting slightly better. I need my own life to be getting slightly better. I need my office to be less bad, you know, like,
yeah, no,
I need baby steps, you know, baby steps. So, that was the common theme. Like, I want to be at peace, but I have to keep moving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What about you?
I kind of thought my theme is like, you're leading the world, but to better things by being you. Mm-hmm. Like myself, like I'm content with who I am, and like content with where I am, where I'm living, and like in this spot that I'm in, but I'm still affecting change. So it's like,
oh my God, I think you and I are going to land on the same exact mantra.
Yeah. I think it's probably, we sound very similar this year. And it's not that like last year we weren't similar, but like this year we are both, and I think it makes sense in our time of life too, of like where we are in all of this.
Yeah. But the things you're saying, like.
Yeah. No, I was like, I literally wrote down like four times, like, you're making the world better. And I was like, no, Rachel just said that. I cannot write that down.
No. No. Did you come up with a 3 to 5 word mantra?
Okay. So I have one, but I think I need your help to make it better.
Okay.
My mantra, I think, is I am able.
Oh, that's really good.
Because I think it kind of gives me a lot of room of where I'm at, and like can give me a lot of room in my emotions. Because like, I want to feel content. Content. I try to put content and confident together, and I got out content. Yeah. Content, confident, jazzed, valued, and powerful. Like, I am able to do all of that for myself and others. Like, I am able to do that. And like, and I am able to be content. Like, I am fully able to do that. And I am also able to be excited and content at the same time. I'm also be able to be content and like trying to make powerful things happen to move the world forward. Like, that I can be content with change. Like, I think I'm really feeling good at I am able, but like, I just want to know your thoughts.
I love that for you. And I'm actually shocked that it wasn't the same thing as mine at all.
What did you get?
We have diverged completely. And I love I am able for you because like, I really do feel like you are able to do anything. Like, you could lead anything. Like, I feel like you, this is good for you. This is a good thing for you to hear because you are able.
Yeah. And I think that's where, you know, sometimes like when I get most down in my dumps, like lately, and like if you look on my Instagram, I just like really talked about being vulnerable because I think that's so important, and I wanted to be vulnerable with people around me, and I felt like I didn't have an opportunity to do that. So I just figured Instagram is a place that I could do that. And so I did it.
Yeah.
And you know, like talked about how I didn't feel like I was doing things and I didn't feel like that. And that's like, no, I am able to do that, but I'm also able to sit in a time where I'm not doing that.
Yes. And I think, so if you need to take a step back, absolutely, you always can take a step back.
Yeah.
But it's not because you're not capable of doing it.
No.
Because you're amazing.
Yeah, I am able you to do that. Able. And I'm able to do this. And I think that's where...
You're able to make the choice.
Yeah. And I think that's where... I mean, we both started at different places. And I think we both have similar aspirations in life, obviously. Because, like...
Yeah.
We're the same person sometimes. And so, like, we have, like, such similar aspirations, especially in our leadership world. And especially what we want to do. Like, we both really love to affect change. And so, I think... I'm glad that we picked different ones. And I think both... Yeah. I want to hear yours now. Because now I want to know what you had.
So I started, like, my first 3 to 5 word phrase was too long. It was, I am where I need to be.
Ooh, but so I changed it to,
I changed it to, this is where I'm needed. Like,
yes.
Because I need to be, like, I kind of need to be helping.
Uh-huh.
But I also need to be present and, like, at peace with the current situation. So I think I like that one. This is where I'm needed. I'm changing things here.
Yes, you are. Okay. Oh my gosh. I'm like really jazzed at the moment because that's a term that I love to use.
That's on the list. You're allowed to be jazzed.
Yeah, that's how I want to be this year. 2020 jazzed.
The roaring 2020s.
So yeah, the jazzed 2020s.
Yeah.
So, I think this is, I just feel so good in my word, my mantra and yours. I feel so good in this.
We did it. This worksheet worked. Good job, Kate.
Yeah. And I think that's the thing too, is like, you could have a mantra right now without even looking at this worksheet, but I think it gives you a guide of like, okay, what do I want to feel? What do I want? How do I want people to see me? Like, what do I need to hear from myself? Like, where do these three things come together? And even though mine does not say anything about being confident, doesn't say anything about being a leader, doesn't say anything about any of that, I got this feeling, like all of a sudden I just kind of knew after a little bit, like, no, this is my mantra. Like, this is where I am, because I was processing my emotions in a way and processing like kind of my vision for who I want to be. And so I think that's where you've got, like, this worksheet might not work for everybody, but that's where that kind of mantra comes from, is like where you, it just will, as you work through and vision cast for your life and vision cast for the year, you know, it'll kind of come up with that. So
what is vision cast from?
I don't know. I've just started saying that lately. And I
trademark,
don't know.
Trademark.
I don't know which book I think I've gotten it. No, I know where I got it. I think I know where I got it. Simon Sinek, his book, The Infinite Game. I think I got it from there. I think I got it from there. I've been reading so many books lately, which is good. But if not, trademark lunch date, Rachel and Kate, vision cast.
All right. Do you have takeaways and action items?
Yes. My first takeaway is that I am able. That's my takeaway. I think that's what I feel, okay, like after I said it to myself like 3 or 4 times, my mom always says, my wise counsel, my mother, the third person that lives on this podcast with us, is, she always says to me, the mind believes what it hears.
Mm.
And so, you know, she always has said that to me. So she goes, if you say to yourself, like, I'm not good, I am not good, I am not good, I am not good, you will, you will believe that. But if you say, like, if I consistently say to myself, no, I am able, I am able, I am able to do these things. And like, I almost want to take like, I am capable, but I like the I am able better. And so like, I take those things. Like if I say that over and over again, like I'm going to believe it. So I think my action item is saying that at least 3 times to myself every day, like saying it in times when I need it or times when I'm feeling good. Like I just crushed a toric lens fit or something, or I just crushed like getting a retinal detachment to retina really quick. Like, or even like, I just got a really solid refraction. Like I am able, like get at me. Like I am able to do this. And like saying that, or like in moments where I just feel dumb, it's like, no. I am able to, I'm able to be humbled and I'm able to learn and get better.
So good.
Yeah.
I'm copying your takeaway and your action item. My takeaway is this is where I'm needed. And my action item is going to be telling myself that. So
yeah,
I think we got a good plan.
Yeah, I think we do. So, As you know, so as always, follow us on RK Lunch Date. We've really kind of done, Rachel and I have done some vision casting for the year, and we've just done a lot of fun and brainstorming things. So I'm excited for where this is going to take us, because we are able, and right now this is where we need to be. Yes, I did that. Yes,
and I'm really excited to hear everybody else's mantras as they come up with them.
Yeah, so follow us there so that you can enter into getting your own mantra band. And so not contraband, mantra band.
But if you're lucky, play your cards right.
Maybe you'll get some contraband. I don't know. I don't know what, I don't necessarily know what contraband is in right now in your world, but maybe you'll get some. I don't know. Maybe your mantra is, I want contraband. I don't know. I'll find out what it is. So, yeah, and we'll take care of you, and we'll one lucky winner.
Yeah. All right. Until next time.
Bye.
Bye.